We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
It is now a travel advisory. The Centers for Disease Control has issued that advisory for the tri-state area hours after President Trump suggested something else.
I am now considering and will make a decision very quickly, very shortly, a quarantine because it's such a hot area of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Will be announcing that one way or the other fairly soon.
Governor Cuomo didn't take too well to that.
This is a civil war kind of discussion. I don't believe it's legal. I think it would be economic chaos. I don't think the American people would stand for it.
Hours after the president's comments, the CDC posted the advisory last night, urging people in the area to refrain from non-essential domestic travel unless they're essential employees. President Trump tweeted that he had asked for that move. The governor is also firing back at Rhode Island.
Andrew Cuomo responding to a order by the governor of Rhode Island to stop New York-plated vehicles when they're arriving in the state and inform everybody inside those vehicles that they are under mandatory 14-day quarantine, which is very similar to the quarantine they're under in New York, which is that they're not supposed to leave their house except for groceries, be very careful, and try to stay inside as much as possible for 14 days. So that was something that the governor of Rhode Island put into place that Governor Cuomo also reacted to, saying he would sue the state for doing that, saying that that was also an illegal act.
Correspondent Evan McMorris, Santoro. A break for about 100 New Rochelle residents who had been in quarantine since testing positive nearly a month ago but haven't had symptoms for weeks. State Health Department lifted the quarantine on them yesterday amid growing concern that there was no end in sight. At the governor's news conference in Albany, state officials said they had lifted it. New Rochelle was one of the nation's first coronavirus hotspots, and people had been quarantined earlier in the month. More than 52,000 New Yorkers total have tested positive for coronavirus, almost 8,000 new cases since Friday, and more than 700 of them have died. The pandemic is forcing more changes in the state.
The New York presidential primary will be moved to June 23rd now.
I don't think it's wise to be bringing a lot of people to one location to vote, a lot of people touching one doorknob, a lot of people touching one pen.
And New Yorkers will have until July 15th to file state taxes. Meanwhile, Cuomo announced there will be some COVID-19-only hospitals set up.
It's smarter to keep the COVID patients separate. You don't want a person who goes into a hospital with one situation developing COVID because they happen to be exposed. And we're going to isolate 600 beds for just this treatment. South Beach again, Westchester Square, and SUNY Downstate.
Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds News.
Here come the doctors. Rutgers is one of the first med schools in the country to speed up graduation for students, getting them into residency through the hospitals faster in the midst of this pandemic. The school says 192 first-year students would originally have been set to complete their coursework in April and graduate in May. Now 154 of them will graduate April 10th, the rest on April 21st. Medical School Dean Robert Johnson says he has total confidence that they're ready. They've already been matched to residencies. The hospitals themselves will decide when and how they can start work. Other medical schools around the country are working on similar plans. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy has announced a 90-day grace period for mortgage payments and some new help for renters.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy made the deal with over three dozen banks and lenders, and it's not just a three-month grace period. The deal includes an agreement not to downgrade anyone's credit. The groups have also vowed not to initiate foreclosure cases or eviction proceedings for at least 60 days. Murphy took to Twitter saying, "New Jersey families can breathe easier, keep their heads above water, and have a place they can continue to call home." I'm Jeff McKay.
And a warning from the governor.
This is not the time to be raising rents. And as I mentioned, you cannot evict anyone at this time. And if you try to, we are not going to take it lightly, and we will make an example out of you for violating the law.
New Jersey has more than 11,000 coronavirus cases. At least 140 people have died. Or worries about a coronavirus outbreak at a Long Island elderly housing complex. Another resident at Peconic Landing near Greenport died just yesterday, now a total of 7 people. Loved ones have been barred from visiting, some relatives terrified they'll never see their family members again. And worse, they're not sure if their loved ones who have memory issues even understand what's happening. The community houses some 370 people, and some of those relatives have formed a Facebook group to share their concerns. Peconic Landing says they're doing health screenings for workers and making sure they are doing all they can to protect residents. Pregnant women in New York will no longer have to be worrying about being isolated from partners and families because of coronavirus. Governor Cuomo issued an executive order yesterday barring hospitals from keeping them out of labor rooms. Two of the city's private health care systems, New York Presbyterian and Mount Sinai, had done so because of the coronavirus outbreak. But Cuomo says in no hospital in New York will a woman ever be forced to give birth alone. He says, not now, not ever.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.